Have you ever thought about who's pouring your coffee at 38,000 feet and just how many people do that job worldwide? I'm Tower, and this is Atis on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about the sheer scale of cabin crew operations at the world's largest airlines. Because the numbers might surprise you, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's the question. Which airline employs the most flight attendants on the planet? If you guessed one of the big three United States carriers, you're on the right track. American Airlines holds that title with roughly 27,000 flight attendants on its roster. 27,000, to put that in perspective, that's more people than live in a lot of the towns you fly over on across country. And it makes sense when you think about the operation. American runs nearly 6,700 flights a day, connecting more than 350 destinations across the globe. Every single one of those flights needs a minimum cabin crew complement, and the wide-body long-haul routes need even more. You start multiplying crew members per flight by flights per day. Factor in days off, training cycles, vacation, sick leave, reserve requirements, and suddenly 27,000 doesn't even sound like enough. Now, Delta Airlines comes in right behind them, employing around 26,000 flight attendants. United rounds out the top three domestic carriers with roughly 25,000. So, across just those three airlines, you're looking at somewhere near 78,000 flight attendants based in the United States alone. That is a small city of people whose office has wings, but here's where it gets interesting for those of us who think internationally. The big Middle Eastern and Asian carriers operate on a completely different model. Emirates, for example, employs more than 20,000 cabin crew, and they do it from a single hub in Dubai. Think about that. No domestic network, no regional jets, no 50-seat puddle jumpers. Every Emirates flight is a medium to long-haul international operation, and they staff accordingly with larger crews per aircraft. Singapore Airlines, Qatar Airways, and Turkish Airlines all maintain cabin crew forces in the tens of thousands as well. Turkish Airlines is particularly notable because they serve more countries than any other airline, which means an enormous route network requiring crew bases and positioning flights that most passengers never think about. Here's what you need to know about why this matters beyond just a fun number. Cabin crew staffing is one of the biggest cost drivers in airline economics, and it's directly tied to the regulatory minimums that the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, and the International Civil Aviation Organization set for safety. The FAA requires one flight attendant for every 50 passenger seats on aircraft certificated under Part 121. So a Boeing 737 MAX 8 with 189 seats needs a minimum of 4 flight attendants. A Boeing 777-300 with 350 seats needs at least 7, but most airlines staff above the minimum, partly for service quality and partly because of union agreements and work rules. American's pilot and flight attendant unions have been particularly active in negotiations over the past few years, and crew scheduling is always one of the most contentious items at the table. How many hours can you fly in a day? How much rest do you get between trips? What counts as a duty period versus block time? These are the details that determine whether an airline needs 20,000 flight attendants or 27,000. For those of us in general aviation, this is a window into how the other half lives. We worry about whether our one passenger remembered to latch the baggage door. American Airlines is coordinating 27,000 crew members across multiple time zones with crew scheduling software that would make an air traffic control radar scope look simple. There's also a recruitment angle worth mentioning. The post-pandemic hiring surge has been real. All the major carriers went through furloughs and early retirement packages during 2020 and 2021, and they've been scrambling to rebuild ever since. Delta alone hired more than 8,000 flight attendants in a single year during the recovery. If you know anyone who's been thinking about a career in aviation but doesn't want to sit in the front seat, the cabin crew side of the industry is hiring at a pace we haven't seen in decades. And one more thing, the next time you're on a commercial flight and the flight attendant asks you to put your seat back up for landing, remember that they went through weeks of intensive safety training, they know how to evacuate that airplane in 90 seconds, and they're part of an operation that employs more people than some airlines have passengers. The scale of commercial aviation is genuinely staggering when you stop to look at the numbers. Sources for today's segment include Simple Flying and data reported by the airlines themselves in their annual filings. More aviation talk anytime at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. See you next time.